Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit us on our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we would love to have you visit us at the website. Write us and send us a note in the mail. It's always good to hear from you folks, and I hear from many of you, knowing that you're listening, knowing that you're hearing the Word of God, is always a joy to my heart. And so please, as we begin to study God's Word now, I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll begin reading with the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, and in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Now we're going to end with the reading of God's Word here and begin with prayer before we start the study. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come and enjoy this time. I just thank you for the opportunity that you have given me to proclaim your word, that the folks, as they listen, that they will grow closer to you, Lord Jesus. Please, that through the study of the word, that they will know you as their Savior. They have to do that. They have to come by faith to you and trust in you before, Lord, they can ever come to really enjoy you, feel your, know your joy, know your power, know your strength. They must first know you, and the only way, Father, they can know you is to know the Son, the Lord Jesus. We are told the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please, let us trust in you today, Lord Jesus, that we will know you as our Savior, confess our sin, and come by faith to you. And then we'll begin this wonderful walk and this wonderful learning time that lasts a lifetime as we study your word, that we may again know you and walk closer to you. Please, now guide and lead us, Lord, as we study your word today, and have us to know your way and will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a wonderful opportunity, again, we have to look at the word of God. We have looked at the 6 days of creation, and before we go on to the seventh day, I would like to read for you a verse of scripture. It is in Psalms 33, and we're going to read from verse 6 to 9. In the past several weeks, we have been reading the first chapter and part of the second chapter up through the third verse of the book of Genesis. This today and last time we did not read the full chapter, the first chapter, but I would like to read for you, and it's a beautiful review of what we have learned in the chapter 1 of Genesis. So please go to Psalms chapter 33. We're going to begin reading with the sixth verse. Psalms 33, and we're going to begin with the sixth verse. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood still. It stood fast. Isn't it wonderful how you can take areas of the Scripture, one verse to another verse to another verse, and that is a beautiful verse of Scripture. If you are not able to open your Bibles to Psalms 33 and read from verse 6 down through 9, please do so later. I want you to see those beautiful verses of Scripture. For he spake, it was done, he commanded, and it stood fast. Beautiful. Again, I believe, without a question, the Word of God is clear that God spoke into existence the world that we have. Now, there was some big changes at the time of the flood, and we'll talk about that when we get that far. But right now, I need you to see that God spoke into existence every tree, every plant, every beast, every animal, and man. And please don't try to put in there any level of evolution, because it has not come to pass. Yes, things have changed on a minor level as this old world gets older. But what we have today in man, in the animals, God spoke into existence. Trees, plants, everything. Please, that you will trust in the Lord by faith and accept that. Your walk with the Lord Jesus, with God the Father, will be much closer if you begin to trust His Word. You will never know Him as your Savior if you do not trust His Word. And you must confess your sin and come to the Lord Jesus today. Chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. On the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day. We've looked at several things concerning the seventh day, the Sabbath day, in preparing for this and getting this far. We talked about the seven days. The seventh day is all under the ceremonial law. The seventh day, Saturday, is the Sabbath of rest. Now, many folks have speak of Sunday as the Sabbath, and it is a time that we do set aside to come together and to worship the Lord. But the actual Sabbath, the Sabbath of rest, the seventh day, is Saturday. The seventh year, the land was told to lay empty. On the 7 times 7, the 49th year, at the end of the 49th year, the 50th year was called the year of Jubilee. All the land returned to their original owners. If you were taken in to be a slave because you could not pay a debt, you were released. There was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It was 7 days long. We know, according to the Word of God, that the 7 in the Scripture is the number of perfection, to be complete. We have 6 days of labor, and the seventh day is when it was found to be complete, finished. And it is a place of rest. And whenever something is complete, whenever something is perfect, there is rest there, isn't there? The seventh day, the Sabbath day. Some believe that we need to or should be going to church, and we should worship on the Sabbath day. And if we do not worship on the Sabbath day, we are clearly breaking one of God's commandments. And so we're going to take a look at this just a little bit while we look at this day of rest. And once again, I would like to read verses 1 through 3 and listen very carefully to what it's saying, and then we're going to go to Exodus, Nehemiah, Deuteronomy, and then on to Colossians in the New Testament. I want you to listen very carefully so that you know that we are not breaking a commandment of God by going to church on the first day of the week and not on the seventh day of the week, the Sabbath day. And so let's look again in chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. On the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made, the Sabbath day. Let's look at Exodus chapter 16. I want you to enjoy this today. Exodus chapter 16, and we're going to look at verse 23 to verse 30. Exodus chapter 16, this is concerning this seventh day. And as the scripture said, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had made. That's verse 3, and then back to verse 2. Now, Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16. Let's see, as we do look at the law, and see what is required of us concerning this Sabbath day. Exodus 16, and we're going to look at verse 23. Exodus 16, verse 23 through 30. Now listen very carefully as I read this. And he said unto them, "This is that which the Lord has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seeth that ye will seeth, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade. And it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for tomorrow is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." And it shall come to, and it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. The Lord said unto Moses, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. Now this is concerning the manna that they received as they were traveling through the wilderness, and they received this for 40 years. For 6 days they gathered their portion, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They gathered one portion, that day's portion. But on Friday it was much different, because on Friday they would gather two portions, enough for Saturday, because you see Saturday was a day of rest, and they were to not leave their house. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. It was a day of rest, a day of rest that was commanded to the nation of Israel, and that day was given to them. Some did not listen, did they? We find that they refused. They went out on the seventh day. What did they find on the seventh day? They found nothing. And the Lord, they found the Lord's rebuke. That's what they found. "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws?" Now that was the question that we started with. Are we breaking a law, the command of God, by not going to church on Saturday and going on Sunday? Well, you'll find that it was not a time of worship. It was not a time of gathering together of the believers as we have with the church today. This was a time of rest. And yes, they were to meditate upon the Lord and the blessings that he had given them, but they were to physically rest on the seventh day. They were to do nothing, not to go to church, not to go out and do anything. They were to rest, to do nothing. Now, you'll find today those that teach and those that to proclaim, and there are groups that believe that we should be, and if we don't, we're going to face the wrath of God, and that there is no possibility of even going to heaven if we do not go to church on the Saturday, on the Sabbath day, according to the command. But if you look at the Word of God and not go by tradition, because you see, that's what's happened today. The Jews have changed, and when they have gained that tradition, the churches that today that are not Jewish, they still believe, some believe, that they need to go to church on the Sabbath day. It is a day of rest. It is not a day. So if we're to do anything, we're to close our houses and stay in those homes and do nothing on Saturday. We are not to go to church. We're to do nothing. Now, you'll find that as we read through these verses of Scripture here in Exodus. So this seventh day is a day of rest. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And this is supported in Exodus 16:23-30. So the people rested on the seventh day. They had a double portion. Now, if they would gather this manna on any other day enough for the next day, it would stink, as the Scripture says, and it would be found with worms. That's what would happen if they would gather the bread on more than they would need for that day and try to keep it to another day so they could go to work every other day. You know, people are basically lazy. And so they thought, well, this will work. Well, it didn't work. Those that chose on Friday not to get a double portion returned on Saturday to get what they needed and found to be none. So you see, they went without. We need to follow the Word of God. In here, for these folks, it is a time of rest, not a time of worship as we have today, but it is a time of rest. Now, please, as we look at another verse of Scripture here, let's go to Exodus 31. Stay in the same book, Genesis, Exodus, Exodus 31. You know, we need to know the Word of God and the will of God and follow after the will of God. Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 and 13, and then 16 and 17. Exodus chapter 31, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths shall ye keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Who is this promise? Who is this Sabbath? Who does that involve? Who is involved in that? We find it. It's a sign between me and you through your generations, the nation of Israel. Not between the church and the Lord, but between the nation of Israel. Verse 16 and 17. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For the 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. You see, the promise here in Exodus, and that's the law that some denominations believe that we are required to abide and should be going to church on Saturday and worship on Saturday, it was given to the nation of Israel. This promise was not, this covenant was not made with the church. The sign, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, the nation of Israel. Here it speaks so clearly. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. And then it goes on, the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. rest on the seventh day. It's not a time to go to church. And so you see, if they believe that we are under the law and need to are required to do that, then they should do it correctly. You see, we need to follow the Word of God. We love the Word, we love the truth, and we need to follow it. Nehemiah 9:13-14. Book of Nehemiah, you'll find, as you continue through the books of the Scripture, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah. I hope you know the books of the Bible. I hope that you know your Bible well enough that you can open it up and find these different books as we go through the Word of God. We spend so much time in the Bible that most folks are very comfortable with finding the books and can find them very quickly. And if you can't, why, just work on it. The way that you can do that is just to continue in the Word more and more each day. Nehemiah chapter 9. Verses 13 and 14. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spake with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. You see, it even specifies the Holy Sabbath. It's very clear, it's specific, that is to the nation of Israel, to the Jews. Now, if we look at the commandments back in Deuteronomy, we can go to Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. And Moses, verse 1 here, Deuteronomy 5, and Moses called all of Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. And then verse 2, and the Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb, with us, with the nation of Israel. Verse 6 and 7, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Clearly speaking here to the nation of Israel. And you can ask the question, then do the Ten Commandments, none of the Ten Commandments apply to us. As we become Christians, if you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll come today, your heart is being convicted as we study the Word. Convicted of your sin, you need to confess to the Lord Jesus, please, Lord, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I'm dying in my sin, I need to come to you, and I'm coming by faith. And please, as you come to the Lord, and as you call upon the Lord, He will come, He will save you, and He will set you free from the bondage of sin. Well, the law is what's condemning you. So you see, when you're saved, you're set above the law. Yes, we still use the law as a rule. It shows us our sinful condition, and it reminds us continually of how short we come in being perfect. But we are not under the law. We are above the law. Now, that doesn't mean at all, and I don't want you to think whatsoever that we can do whatever you want to do because we're not bound by the law. No, the law is there, again, to show us how miserable we are and how much of a sinner we are, and it is a guide for us. But our goal should be higher than that in as a Christian and in following after the Lord Jesus Christ. So you must come to Jesus Christ first and be saved. And then this work begins, this growing. You know, in the program I say come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus. Well, that's the steps. Come to know Him first, and then we'll grow in Him. And what a wonderful day that we have. This was clearly given to the nation of Israel, not to anyone else that was there, to the nation of Israel. Now, we have a look at a scripture verse in the New Testament that I think will help. Colossians chapter 2. And so out of reading now back in Exodus and Nehemiah and Deuteronomy, now we're going to go to Colossians, and we're going to go to Colossians chapter 2. I want you to see that this is a day of rest that the Lord has set aside, and we are not bound to this. Colossians chapter 2, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. If you went to 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, you're just a little bit too far. Colossians chapter 2, we're going to look at Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to begin with the 14th verse. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. You see, the Lord Jesus fulfilled the law, something we could not do. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or a new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are of a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. You see, drink, meat, all the things that the Jews are still bound by with the law because they refuse to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And included in that, we find the new moon and the Sabbath days and holy day, as the scripture calls it. These things are of a shadow of the things. In other words, Jesus Christ completed everything. We no longer need to observe those things. The little note here says law observances were abolished in Christ. And that's exactly what's taken place. Blotting out. If you'll come by faith to Jesus Christ and begin this walk, and I don't know what day of the week that you worship on. Now, we can go to church on Saturday and worship on Saturday as we could on any other day of the week. The reason that we worship on Sunday is because Sunday, being the first day of the week, was the day he came out of the grave. He was alive on the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. We praise and honor and give God the glory that his Son, Jesus Christ, was not kept in the grave, but came out of the grave alive. That's the reason we come together on the first day of the week. It's not that we can't come together other days or another day, not necessarily Sunday. That's the reason we worship on Sunday, because it is the day of resurrection. It's the day that the church really found its life and its power, and everyone did that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Because if Jesus had not come out of the grave, if he would have stayed in the grave, there would be none of this. Victory has come because he's come out of the grave. The Jews' Sabbath is primarily a day of physical rest, as we find here in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. Please, I hope that you see that it is something that was given to the Jews. It was physical rest was the purpose. Now, we have talked about the gospel. We have talked about creation. We've talked about the day of rest. Now, my dear friend, I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do about Jesus?